The west wind brings the light of the spring. Eos, mother of the west wind, brings the dawn. And this week's full moon brings the season's first blossoms. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. On Monday, the moon will rise 20 minutes before the sun sets, around 8:40, and will come exactly full a few hours later at 11:30. This full moon is one of the closest of the year, known technically as perigee moon and popularly as supermoon. This moon has also been called the pink moon, not because it will appear pink, but because of the native wisdom regarding this moon's role in calling forth the first blossoms of the season. By the end of the week, we'll be at the cross-quarter day of the season, known as May Day on Saturday, May 1st. And the night before? Well, that has a different mood entirely than the breezy, blossoming joy of spring. Known as Walpurgis Night, April 30th stands exactly opposite October 31st in the calendar. And like that night in the yearly cycle, it's associated with chaos, mischief, and mayhem. It's fitting, then, that this week's moon will be seen crossing through the region of Scorpio stars, long associated with the dark mysteries of the underworld. It's like the forces lying beneath are being given one last hurrah before everything rushes up and out into riot this spring. So this week, I'm reading the letters of John Keats, who says, "Let us not go hurrying about and collecting honey, be like buzzing here and there for a knowledge of what is not to be arrived at, but let us open our leaves like a flower and be passive and receptive, budding patiently under the eye of Apollo and taking hints from every noble insect that favors us with a visit. Sap will be given us for meat and dew for drink." From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.